This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. In today's world, being ready for an active threat situation is priority for law enforcement agencies. The Port St. Lucie Police Department took advantage of summer vacation to train for this possibility at the Renaissance Charter School in Port St. Lucie.
Rear guard ready? Ready. Move!
It's training they do every year, says James Olson, the training coordinator with the Port St. Lucie Police Department.
So what we do is every year we pick a different location. This year it just happened to be a school. Coincidentally, with the problems we've had in South Florida, it just happened to be that this year we'd already scheduled a school, so it kind of fit the role. Last year we did a church. The year before that we did a movie theater. So every year we do it at a different venue throughout the city.
Most of our victims are right here to the right, so I'm going to say we're going to go here to our right. Okay, I don't know if there's another shooter or not. Clayton, you're going to button hook and hang that. All right, safe team, hold on, safe team.
Olson says there's a new concept in this training.
Now in the years past, the officers would go in, and then after they've neutralized or contained the threat, then they would go ahead and they'd start rendering aid. This year we cooperated with the St. Louis County Fire Department, and we're actually forming a team called a SAVE team, which stands for a Swift Assisted Victim Extraction. And what happens after that we've neutralized the bad guy is we go ahead and we bring in a rescue team protected by officers so that they can do their job, we can do our job.
Ow. You still don't see anything, Clayton?
Nope.
Is anyone going
to
help me?
Yep, just hang tight. We're coming.
We are happy to be here and hope we never have to use this training, obviously.
Charles Chandler is a captain with the St. Lucie Fire District. He says all personnel are trained to go with law enforcement into an emergency situation once it's been cleared. This takes it from what would be called a hot zone to the less dangerous designation of warm zone.
There's formations that we have to learn. There's communication, obviously, back and forth, and that's the biggest key is learning how to communicate. We're learning that they're protecting us while we're trying to do the job of saving lives.
I want half of the second contact team to come with us. The other second, hold on that hallway, and then save team, do what you got to do to get these victims. You understand? Copy. Yep.
Students and teachers are taking part in this drill, playing the role of victims, but also learning how first responders would handle the real situation. For Renaissance Charter School principal Christiana Coburn, even knowing it's a drill doesn't stop the adrenaline.
When you turn the corner and you see the police officers, you get scared, absolutely. But it's very important for us to prepare not only mentally, but prepare physically, as well as look at our safety plans and look for our holes and make sure that our students are safe.
While all participating hope this training is never needed, the unfortunate reality is that it may be. It has happened elsewhere, and Coburn says it's definitely something that is sometimes on students' minds.
We do hear this from students, especially when the Marjory Stoneman Douglas incident happened. A lot of students were very scared and had to reassure them that they were safe in the building and that we were going to protect them. And so when we do the Code Red drills, there are a few of them that get scared, but we remind them and explain to them that we're just pretending and we're making sure, just like in a fire drill, we know what we need to do in case something happens, and that eases their mind.
Move up, hold. Join at the back of the group, team. Keep coming up. Check 218. Lock. Keep moving.
Door to my left.
Good. I got a male and female bathrooms.
This training is being done with the school district, fire officials, and the Port St. Lucie Police Department. But similar training has been done with the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office as well. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.